My precious friends and brides, the Lord wants to visit you today with His promises and courage, with His faithfulness and security. You and I know that this country is about to go through a civil war. You know also about the earth changes and rumors of war. Jesus wants you to know about His faithfulness and promises to keep you from destruction. Jesus began, "Each one of you who have been called to this ministry have a very special role to play in the coming months. Very special. You, as my bride, are going to introduce my free and unconditional love to hundreds who will be suffering total loss and confusion. Their lives will be upside down, without orientation, because of the drastic changes I am bringing about on the earth. My lovely bride, take this to heart. I am deeply in love with you. You are my queen, and I am your king. I take my robe of woven gold and scarlet, with ornate designs signifying my love, and wrap it around you, placing upon your head a precious golden crown with a single diamond that lights up the ground and sky before you. How beautiful you are, my beloved! How charming and grace-filled you are! My eyes follow you everywhere, and I cannot stand to look away because you are my helpmate and shine with a glory that only comes from our betrothal to one another. I am ever vigilant of each footstep, my precious one. I clear the rocks from your path and warn you when it will take a steep turn, and you must be even more careful. But I am beside you and will not allow you to fall into a steep canyon below. Rather, I uphold you in all your ways. You have considered that provisions for living your life may be sparse in the time to come, but I am telling you that I will never, ever fail you. You may see lean times, but I will not let you go without all that you need to raise our children, who will be flooding in from the world looking for the truth, the true reality, that they know they can stand on in the storm and not be swept away. Ah, yes, I have tethered you to myself in such a way that you cannot be swept overboard by the vicious winds and rain. I have secured your footsteps on the most slippery and treacherous paths. I have bound the wild animals that rage at your feet, hoping to throw you into a panic. I have cut the heads off the serpents that would inject you with the poison of bitterness and steadied you with my own hands, so you have nothing to fear. I have gone miles ahead of you and removed the traps laid on your path. I have stationed my angels all around you, and even on the rim of the dark canyon, where loose rocks can tumble down and crush you to pieces. I have given my angels a net to catch the fireballs that will fall all around you on your journey. Signs of the judgment of the Father upon those who refuse to repent and reform their lives. So many will be stripped of their covering, but you, my special possession, my bride, you shall be clothed in gold of Ophir woven with crimson strands of my precious blood. I know full well what you are walking into, what you will have to live through, and I promise to never abandon you, even and especially if you forget I am with you and cry out in protest. I will still cover and protect you. The world will be immersed in fire, but you shall walk in the dew-laden midst, completely enveloped in my love. That terror may not overcome you. All I ask is that you have complete confidence in me, in my love, in my promises. I ask that you trust when it seems most hopeless. Grab hold of the gold and crimson garment and wrap it tightly around you. Know that I am in that garment with you. Yes, I have covered you. I will preserve you and bring you to my everlasting abode, swathed in my love, a love so powerful that no harm can come to your soul. Will you believe me, my beloved? Will you cast all your cares on me? Will you abandon the temptation to worry and fret and fall into hopelessness? Oh, you mustn't let go of that golden covering, not even for a moment, for it is the queenly garment of a bride so beautiful that nothing, nothing can overcome you. Because I have fought to the death to have you with me forever. You are sheer delight, my bride, and together we will rejoice through the storms, never losing sight of our heavenly abode and life together in eternity. Amen.